You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Welcome to M Squared TechCast, a live internet radio show offering the latest news and interviews with the people driving business, technology, and politics in Michigan. Now, your hosts, Matt Rausch and Mike Brennan.
Well, Mike Brennan, anyway, Matt is, I'm not sure, I think he might have said something about being off today, but he's not with us. But we have a couple of guests in the studio, and we have a call-in standing by. We have Anthony Sabatella, president of THC123 in studio, along with Adam Scott Green from the Legends of the Green Festival, which is going to take place this weekend in Flint. And then we have standing by, calling in from someplace in Metro Detroit, Dan Keelan. Are you there, Dan?
I'm here. How's everybody today?
Great. All right, so let's talk a little bit about, IoT Tech Connect. We devoted a panel to the business of cannabis in Michigan, and you were the moderator of the panel, and of course you're the publisher of Michigan Marijuana Report, and as a disclaimer for those that don't know, I'm also the editor of that report. We just kind of don't broadcast that real high right now, but we're there, yeah? So
yeah. So it was a well. First of all, Mike, it was. I know you kind of drive the IoT event. It was a great event. The location, we were at the Michigan Science Center, which, if you haven't been to an event there, it's a really interesting place to have a business event. You know, instead of a bunch of middle school kids, it's a bunch of taller middle school kids running around. So we had a great time, and the panel discussion, I thought was, as it turns out, was really excellent. We had actually Anthony, who's in the studio, was there. So we had folks like Anthony from THC123 talking about kind of the business side of cannabis. I know Anthony can talk more about what he does, but you know, from an HR and a payroll point of view, we had the leading cannabis lawyer from Butzel Long, Michelle Donovan, a couple of people from Grow House Supply, talking about the technology that impacts this business today. And then Michael Toohey. Michael is a Traverse City area, so Michigan guy, heavily involved in the health and wellness side of sort of CBD products. I know he does some Michigan cherries that are chocolate and CBD infused. So it turned out to be a really broad panel, which I was grateful for, and a pretty interested audience.
Good. And I was busy running around, but I did sit in for about 5 minutes just to kind of observe. Yeah. And okay crowd, 20, 30 people there. I mean, when you got people spread out over four different rooms, you're not sure how many you're going to attract to each particular room. But
right. Well, and, you know, it's not that it's a competition, but I did go to some of the other panels to count heads just to make sure we were winning. And we did really well.
Yes.
And I guess the only thing I'll add is sort of two big things came out, I thought. You know, one was the fit of a conversation like this with an IoT event, because it was part of an entrepreneur track.
Right.
And a lot of people maybe wouldn't think of, you know, a panel that talks about the business of cannabis at an IoT conference, but it fit really well. And I think some people were pleasantly surprised because there's a lot of technology driving innovation in that industry. I know Anthony can talk about how he uses technology for his business.
Feel free to weigh in, by the way, Anthony. You know, so
kind of business tools, right?
Yep.
And then there was just all of the when the grow house people talked about lighting, for example. And the Bluetooth controllers, and it almost like the home technology, the smart home technology applied to a large grow facility. It was even for me as a moderator, I heard tech themes coming from the panel that were encouraging and, you know, made me think, wow, this fits with this IoT conference even better than I thought it did.
Yeah, when I picked that theme, at first, like, I got the sort of the look from people like, what? You know, and then I go, actually, I said two things. Number one, we cover entrepreneurship, and boy, this has got to be one of the biggest entrepreneurship possibilities in Michigan going, particularly if you don't have a lot of skills in other areas, maybe, where you're not a scientist, or you're not this, or you're not that, or you don't have a college degree. This is something an entrepreneur, still you have to get some training, obviously, can get into, and right now it's, the you know, you're in the basement. You're just, everything's starting. We haven't even got the regs yet from Laura. Licensing and regs, you know. And the other thing was I was aware of all the technology that was involved. So it's actually both. It was technology, entrepreneurs, but it's cannabis, which, of course, somewhat still controversial. But it is legal. All right, Anthony?
Right.
Absolutely.
So, So, and the other thing is Dan and I have kicked off the Michigan Marijuana Report to cover the business of cannabis. Again, whatever your views are on personal consumption, that's not part of what we're doing here. You can do whatever you want there. It doesn't matter to us. But we're going to tell you what the businesses are doing. So if you want to get into this industry, you can learn from the best. Right, Anthony?
Absolutely.
Go ahead, Dan.
I also think there's a, when you think about the Michigan Marijuana Report, there's also an implied learning from, say, if you're Michigan-based, learning from states that have done this before.
And so
you can see, so we'll often run an article about what's going on in Colorado or what's going on in California. And then there's also a little bit of what else is going on in the Midwest, right? So Michigan is sort of the lone state right now, but that's not going to last forever.
Illinois is making a lot of noise right now.
One of the stories this morning was the governor of Illinois is talking about, you know, complete legalization and with legalization exoneration for people with any kind of criminal background connected to cannabis, which is an issue because if it becomes legal for you, but you've got the experience in the industry, you may also with that experience in the industry, have a criminal record. That criminal record needs to be expunged in order for you to become a true entrepreneur. So we're seeing a lot in the publication of looking back at what has happened over the last 2 years, looking at Michigan to see what can we learn from the rest of the country, looking at the rest of the states that haven't pulled the trigger yet and look at what the conversation, you know, is that they're having. And then on a federal level, what's going on with banking laws? And as we head into politics and silly season, what are the politicians saying about possible legalization and what are the barriers? So it's a fascinating time. And the publication, even though it's the Michigan Marijuana Report, it talks about what's going on from a Michigan-centric point of view. But we pay a lot of attention to the rest of the country because that's really part of the bigger story.
Yeah, either you guys want to weigh in on that?
You want to?
Go ahead, Anthony. Talk about the criminal record thing, because I know you've talked about that before.
Yep. Yeah, on the IoT tech panel, I believe one of the questions that was raised was, how is this industry different than traditional industries? Well, in traditional industries, your workforce who has over 30 years of experience, most of them are promoted and have your upper management jobs. Unfortunately, in this industry, if you are a true pioneer and a true veteran, unfortunately, if you had any kind of bump in the road on that way, you are now essentially blocked off from the industry you helped create, which I find is being rather hypocritical.
One of the things, though, I found refreshing is I went to the Hash Bash with Anthony just to kind of observe, because at that point I was still kind of wondering how well the Michigan Marijuana Report was going to be received. And, God, there was 10,000 or 15,000 people there. But what surprised me was there was a lot of politicians there. Although Whitmer was not there, she had a recorded message saying how supportive she was of all this.
Yeah.
So if we're going to get to the point of expunging criminal records, I think we have the right governor to do that.
I also wanted to touch on that you mentioned Hash Bash. You mentioned there's over 10,000 people in attendance. For, again, another year in a row, there was zero arrests. at the Hash Bash again.
Very peaceful audience.
Absolutely.
Always is.
Yeah, and they had one Trump supporter there, and I said to somebody, if this was reversed, and it was all Trump people, and one of the hemp people came in, or cannabis people came in, it would be a whole different situation. So,
yep. Yeah. Although, you know, last week we reported, it was in the Michigan Marijuana Report, there was a recent conversation with Trump, and even he's saying, you know, this is all going to be legal on a federal level by 2020. Mm-hmm. So I think when you look at things like that, take the politics aside, you know, look at John Boehner, former, you know, Speaker of the House and pretty conservative guy, you know, heading up these conferences out in L.A. or out in Las Vegas, I think, most recently. Again, because it's the... It's the business opportunity that is really gonna drive this, and that in turn will drive things that are missing, and things that need to be addressed. So the business opportunity, I think, will address the expungements. The business opportunity will address the standards, and that's actually the last thing I wanted to touch on as we wrapped up the panel. One of the things that we really got talking about was how standards are still being put together. And so things like having standards for training and certification, those are opportunities, but there's work that still needs to be done.
On testing too, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, on
lots of questions about testing and standards, and sort of the, you know, the strange idea that if I go buy some Tylenol or, you know, whatever at my local drugstore, you know, it's got a sort of an FDA stamp of approval and lots of rigor around the testing and standards. And so kind of bringing those two worlds together. And when you have a room of entrepreneurs, it was interesting. Michelle from the law firm at one point looked up at the room and said, okay, all of you entrepreneurs, somebody open a testing lab because there are only two licensed labs in the state and we need more of that. So I think for somebody sitting out there who wanted to invest their time, energy, and money in the next thing, they were starting to hear some signals. And I thought her invitation or her plea, in a way, to for someone to open a testing lab was kind of an interesting way that we wrapped up.
Okay, we got about a minute and a half left in this segment. Why don't we do a shameless plug here and to talk about the Michigan Marijuana Report. If folks want to participate, if they want to submit blogs, if they want to, you know, advertise, whatever, why don't you tell them how they can do that?
Right. So for interaction, just as a reader or a consumer, go to mimarijuanareport.com, and you'll see the stories added every day. So you'll see the website publication there. There's a link to sign up from the website to get our every Thursday email publication, which is a summary of the news plus any leading articles. And then in social media, you can follow the publication in Facebook, LinkedIn, and in Twitter. So just go ahead and edit your social media and look for us. And then in all of those, there are links to find out more about upcoming events, to contribute content, or to find ways to sponsor. So we're a publication that's really a business. So we're looking for three things. We're looking for growing audience. We're looking for more content. And there's lots of people out there, like the other guys on this call, who have lots of expertise. So guest blogging, guest articles, all that kind of content, video is all welcome. And then anybody that is looking to be a leader in this industry and wants to sponsor the publication, be part of our event series, be part of our video series, sponsor the content that's actually in the publication. We'd love to talk to you about getting that financial support and promoting, you know, your company, your brand as a leader in a growing industry.
We'll have to leave
it at shameless plug.
We have to leave it at that out of time in this segment. Yeah. Dan Keelan, the publisher of the Michigan Marijuana Report, will be right back with Anthony Sabatella, who's going to talk about what's happening with THC 123.
Lawrence Technological University graduates earn a degree and a higher starting salary. In fact, when it comes to earning potential, the Brookings Institution ranks LTU fifth among U.S. colleges and universities. Be enriched. Be more. At LTU, possible is everything.
Salaries of Lawrence Tech grads are among the highest of any university in America. Plan a campus visit to meet with counselors, faculty, and coaches. Why wait? Find out more at ltu.edu.
As a Lawrence Technological University graduate, you're not only marketable, you're worth more. Yes, more. According to payscale.com, when it comes to graduate salaries, LTU is in America's top 100. Be invaluable. Be more. At LTU, possible is everything.
Salaries of Lawrence Tech grads are among the highest of any university in America. Plan a campus visit to meet with counselors, faculty, and coaches. Why wait? Find out more at ltu.edu.
Hey, it's Mike Brennan. Now, Matt is on vacation today, so you're stuck with me, but I'll muddle through the best that I can. Today's show is focused on the business of cannabis in Michigan. And you go, what? Technology show doing that? Well, we also are an entrepreneur show. And boy, I'll tell you, the opportunities for entrepreneurs in this space are huge. And we have somebody on the show today named Anthony Sabatella, president of THC123. Why don't you define all the things that you do? You do a variety of things.
Oh,
but,
boy.
But your support, you're the back office for the cannabis industry, right?
Yeah, I have a very interesting business model. It's actually a hybrid. We know how everybody in the cannabis industry likes their hybrids. It's a hybrid between a professional employer organization and, for our listeners out there, essentially what a PEO does is it handles outsourced human resources for small and medium-sized businesses and allows them to value cost labor savings through economies of scale. I paired that licensed industry with the employment agency so I can handle a full 360-degree turnkey HR solution specifically for the commercial cannabis industry.
Which right now is in its nascent stage. There's a lot of tire kickers, people looking to get in, but not so many yet, right?
We got a little bit of everything here in Michigan. You got your old school Michigan natives that have been in the industry for 20, 30 years. You have new school companies that are coming in from out west. You got pressure and from up north and Canadian-based companies such as Canopy Growth, which actually less than 2 weeks ago went and put out a offered to buy out Acreage Holdings, which is the largest U.S.-based cannabis company, for a tune of $4.3 billion upon federal legalization of cannabis. So,
damn.
Yeah, we got some big moves already happening, and yeah, we're still in the early days here in Michigan.
Yeah, and what I think, there's a lot of communities that have opted out, but I think, well, part of it is they're conservative, they don't want that. But a lot of it is what we're hearing is they just want to wait until Laura gets the regs together because they don't want to start something and then have to shut them down because the lower regs say you can't do that, things like that, right?
Yeah, I think cohesiveness between the local communities, their constituents, and the licensing and regulatory agency, which has put a new division in place for marijuana regulation headed by Director Andrew Brisbo. So they're making strides in the right direction. Unfortunately, this is a transition period, and transitions take time, and there's going to be some pain points. So with the local communities and the states all working as one cohesive group, hopefully we can get this show on the road sooner than later.
That would be great, yeah. So then there's lots of opportunities. There's like four or five different ways you can get into this business, right?
I would say yes. I mean, everything from owning, working inside a retail location, a processing facility, labs that we mentioned in the last segment. You can get in as an investor or even cut your nails and work on as a cultivation expert. Unfortunately, there's no set education and set standards yet in this industry or any set way to gain that kind of industry knowledge. Everybody's either learned from word of mouth, from firsthand, from learning on the internet. So it's really, I'm trying to work on putting together a program that we can have one streamlined source of true, unbiased cannabis information.
Now, I know I've heard you speak about this before, and it might have been when I was sitting in on the panel last week. that when someone submits a resume to you, it's really tough for you to evaluate whether they're blowing smoke or whether
pun intended,
or whether they actually have those skills, right?
Yeah, Adam, I'd love to bring you in on this.
Adam Scott Green, go ahead, weigh in.
Yeah, so there's been a time or two Anthony has maybe called me and said, Adam, I got a call on your expertise here. What's maybe a question I could ask a grower to really know who's real from fake? Mm-hmm. A lot of growers today think they have all the answers, but unfortunately they downloaded most of them from YouTube. So to the 360, a real grower has real answers. The other people have, you know, real BS, basically.
Yeah.
So it gets hard to know how to weed, no pun intended, how to weed out these
kind
people.
Kind of working all these in here. That's
yeah,
good.
You
yeah,
got
I like
to.
That.
I mean, you can just take a look at a lot of these resumes, and they're just filled with buzzwords that that they feel that will get them where they need to go. And unfortunately, without the actual education behind it, I see a large issue coming with a lot of these commercial cannabis companies that are opening up here in Michigan. Just how do you grade the talent before you bring them on and hire them? I've seen on multiple occasions issues with products coming out just due to the assimilation and the melding of these different groups, these different growers that are now coming together with different techniques, different tactics, and now they're working as a collective for this commercial company or this commercial company.
Yeah. Well, should there be like an exam where someone would sit down and you fill out, okay, here's your
We've
quiz.
Worked on it, Mike.
I mean, it seems like that's the way that would be the put them in a classroom and say, show me what you got, and then you'd know, right?
Well, if it would be just that easy that we could get everybody in a classroom and have Cannabis College 101.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, this industry is moving at the speed of light, and we have hundreds of resumes, and we have a large group of people trying to build these companies. So speed is of the essence as well. So I've really worked on building the technology to help funnel the strongest applicants and hope to have the cream rise to the top.
So, go ahead.
No, Mike, you brought up schools. I've been a part of a couple different groups. The Cleveland School of Cannabis. Mm-hmm. They're already an established group.
I didn't even know about them.
Yeah. They're pretty big down there. And they were talking about bringing that program up here. Mm-hmm. And I think the big point and the point to your show is entrepreneurship. All right. I know a lot of people in this game, they want to always go back to the major license, the cannabis. I'm going to be a processor. I'm going to be a grower. I'm going to be this, you know. But really, you can be in part of the ancillary game, too. Mm-hmm. You don't have to deal directly with the plant. Maybe you have the education, and you could be the first guy to come with the Michigan School of Cannabis that's actually getting credits. Or, mm-hmm. you know, there's so many different facets. Packaging, marketing, there's, you know, you don't have to be caught.
It's a lot more complicated than you think to start a business and run a business effectively, yeah.
So. Oh, 100%. As much as I want to make everyone wary, it's harder than you think to grow cannabis.
Yeah. Well, Northern Michigan University has just announced, because I did some stories about it, they have a BS degree, Bachelor of Science degree, in cannabis starting this fall, and another one in the chemistry of cannabis starting this fall. So Northern Michigan University up in Marquette jumped on this bandwagon. Sure. I'm just sure other colleges are going to do the same, right?
Yeah, Ann Arbor's doing a lot of stuff right now, even Michigan, right?
Well, if they are, I'm not aware of it, but I'll have to check that out.
Yep, I'm more on the hemp side. They're
on the hemp side.
That's another thing we should talk about. Hemp is part of the farm bill. You can get $50,000 from the farm bill to start a hemp farm, and hemp is just, you make it into rope, you make it into all sorts of paper-like products and things like that. Totally legal. No problem there, right?
Yeah, I definitely see cannabis as marijuana is just the tip of the iceberg. I think below the surface is hemp. Hemp is going to be the
huge
major player here for the cannabis industry. Like you said, just the textile manufacturing's rope. I mean, we can go all the
stuff,
way into
toilet paper.
Toilet paper. Yeah. I mean, I'm talking about hempcrete. Yeah, let's look to fix the roads. Let's use hempcrete, which can expand and contract much better than our normal asphalt. With the changes in the weather, Obviously, that's why the Michigan roads are breaking. Why don't we use a more fibrous material that can expand and contract?
Right. I mean, it's a big agricultural state. I mean, depending on the year, agriculture is either number two or number three advised with tourism. And some years it's more tourism and less ag, and sometimes vice versa. But, I mean, once you get past the central part of the state, once you get above Mount Pleasant, it's pretty much all rural up there. And I know a lot of the – I've heard stories, I don't know this for a fact, that a lot of big companies are moving in to buy up a lot of land up there because they see the gold rush coming, right?
100% true.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely.
So let's talk about – I know there's certain people that would like to get on – your list, you know, of cannabis type related jobs. How does one do that?
Yep, we can go right to THC123.com. I have an apply now button right to the left hand. That'll get you right into our system. We are also creating the technology that we're looking to release in July. That's going to be a fully digital employment agency called My Canna Jobs. That's going to be mycannajobs.com. And we're going to have our industry job board that will, for any of the commercial properties looking to hire anybody in the cannabis industry, they can go and put their job on My Canna Jobs. It will then post that job to 20 different job boards, including Indeed, ZipRecruiter, Monster.com, Yahoo, and then aggregate all of the resumes and all of the results back to My Canna Jobs. It will also allow the prospective employer to send out fully customized questionnaires, background screens, assessments over to the employees. And then also we are beta testing Skype interviewing through that platform as well.
Wow, got lots of stuff going on.
Yes.
And then your regular business, THC123, I mean, that's been around for a long time, right?
Yep. The parent company of THC123 is America's Back Office. We've been in Metro Detroit in Sterling Heights since 1999. We have acquired 9 other PEOs in the last 10 years, and we are now making the move over to service the commercial cannabis industry.
Wow.
I've been at this place. It's amazing.
Yeah, I haven't had a chance to get out there.
Check it out, man.
You're based out of what city?
Based in Sterling Heights.
Okay, just a stone's throw from the Royal Oak Studio here, mm-hmm. Right?
There you go.
Absolutely. But we do have clients based in all 50 states. Here, so we are able to service the entire nation.
Wow, that's great. And so we got about a minute left. Anything else you want to talk about here? But just keep it focused on THC123. Any other exciting news coming
up? Yep. I'd urge everybody to look to come out this May 11th and 12th. We have Legends of the Green. We're co-hosting here with Adam Scott Green. It's going to be at Vehicle City Social in Flint. It's a 2-day educational seminar with 3 of the best breeders and geneticists coming in from around the world. Old World Genetics, Apothecary Genetics, and then also Danny Danko from High Times will be there with a full concert event at night as well. We really made this a community-based event, so we really urge the local Michigan, Detroit, and especially the Flint area to come out and support the cannabis community.
One more time, if somebody wants to reach THC123, how do they do that?
Very simple, Mike, THC123.com.
Okay. Well, that's Anthony Sabatella, who's the president of THC123, and we're going to be having even more coverage of the business of cannabis. We're waiting on Michael Tuohy from Great Lakes Hemp Supplements to call in shortly, but right now we're going to go to commercial break. This is Mike Brennan, and you've been listening to M-Squared TechCast on the Podcast Detroit Network.
What do you get at Lawrence Technological University? Everything. Great labs and studios, supportive professors, plus a full campus life, NAIA athletics, and all the software you need to succeed. Be smart. Be more. At LTU, possible is everything.
Salaries of Lawrence Tech grads are among the highest of any university in America. Plan a campus visit to meet with counselors, faculty, and coaches. Why wait? Find out more at ltu.edu.
Lawrence Technological University is all about opportunities. You learn beyond the campus, doing real-world research for top companies and honing your skills through co-ops and internships. Apply what you learn. Be challenged. Be more. At LTU, possible is everything.
Salaries of Lawrence Tech grads are among the highest of any university in America. Plan a campus visit to meet with counselors, faculty, and coaches. Why wait? Find out more at ltu.edu.
Hey, it's Mike Brennan. We're back with the third segment on M Squared TechCast. Today's show is devoted to the business of cannabis in Michigan. Why does a tech show do this? Well, number one, there's a lot of tech involved in the growing of cannabis and hemp and all sorts of things, as well as it's a huge entrepreneurial opportunity for folks here in Michigan and beyond. And we have one of these longtime entrepreneurs calling in, Michael Tuohy, who's the president of the Great Lakes Hemp Supplements out of Traverse City. And you do a lot of CBD products. That's right, isn't it, Michael?
That is correct.
Okay, talk a little bit about what you do.
So for the last 9 years, I've specialized in CBD products here in Michigan. So we grow, process, and produce everything in-house, so start to finish. We have won an award in 2015 out in Denver, Colorado, for third place for the best CBD edible, beating out some of the larger companies such as Mary's Medicinals, the Stanley Brothers with the Charlotte's Web. So these are some people that were in our category that we placed, above. So that was really nice coming in as a small company and getting the recognition for our product and our work. So I've just continued on that. I'm a certified medical assistant, so we actually help patients to establish the dosing and treatment options within our clinic. So first we have a clinic and educate about the product. And then we have a product available that we make and make sure it's really made to a high standard for customers.
Yeah, we have in studio, as you know, Anthony Sabatella's here. So is Adam Scott Green. And one of the issues that we talked about in the earlier segment was the testing, which, of course, you guys do in-house. But that there's a lot of not-so-good stuff out there, right, that's advertised as being good stuff. And how do you deal with all that? I know you do all this stuff in-house, but do you get people to approach you that want to sell stuff through you? And if so, do you test it, or how do you do that?
So we send everything off to a third-party lab, and we batch test our flower, our oil, as well as our finished product to make sure the dosing is accurate. Sometimes we do get people that want to bring in other products. So we mandate that they have to give us a sample that we and cover the testing before we allow anything into, our shop or our network. We have to make sure that, it meets the standard and the quality, that it's pesticide free and mold free and before we, we will use it in our process.
Yeah, okay. And there's a lot of medicinal purposes that one would use CBD, right? Talk a little bit about that, because everybody thinks you're going to get high, but that's not really what that's about, right?
So there is no euphoric or getting high aspect with CBD. Even CBD that does contain some THC, as our products do, we do not use the isolate. We specialize in our full-spectrum ingredients. So even though there's a little bit of THC, there's not enough to get you a euphoric high, just enough to trigger the receptors to have it be more effective, that everything works together synergistically. For the wide range of medical conditions, that our patients or customers come to us regarding, we've had experience. First and foremost, it's seizures. That's been a big reason I got into the market. And working with these genetics, I was actually just looking up some old test results. I have test results on these CBD genetics dating back to 2013 when some of our first testing of our CBD flower. So it was kind of interesting.
Yeah.
To find some of them old reports. But so from seizures to the, we had different types of cancer. Glioblastoma, melanoma, breast cancer, Lyme disease patients.
Really?
They reported increase of focus and concentration. The anxiety patient, people looking for relief from their anxiety. CBD is the number one anti-inflammatory available on the market.
Hmm.
So there's nothing, and most all diseases or conditions stem from an inflammatory response or problem in the body. So being able to stop that inflammation in its tracks or reduce it is a preventative aspect to of preventing a lot of conditions from occurring or arising.
Wow. Well, as a longtime veteran in this industry, talk a little bit about all the changes that have taken place. Now, clearly, the most obvious one is the voters approved recreational use of marijuana in November. But beyond that, I mean, how has the industry changed since you got into it?
Well, for me personally, like when I started CBD, nobody knew what CBD was. We had to create our own market awareness to the point now where you can find CBD everywhere, including Family Video and probably the gas station on your corner.
Yeah.
And then from going into the cannabis aspect, you know, it's where you had a lot of people that it was really built on those that were willing to take a risk, willing to do what they had to do to take care of the patients in this community. To now that it's become more legalized, it's getting into the hands of like more of the big money. So the prices continue to change and they go up as the people put in more dollars behind their investments. You know, so there's good and bad in both of that aspect. You know, I like to think of the craft industry versus, you know, the large industry of Budweiser or, you know, the tobacco industries. But it's, you know, we need that industrial structure, unfortunately, at times to make the all go forward, and it is necessary. So it's been interesting for myself trying to learn how to balance like the growth and the expansion of businesses and my personal business, you know, with how things are going in the industry. So
all
to
right.
continue roller coaster, ups and downs of what were you going to say?
I was going to invite the other two guests here if they want to make comments.
Sure,
you guys are
Tui.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, what's up, guys?
How you doing, brother?
I'm good. Thanks.
Good, man. It's green. How you doing? So listen, you had said ups and downs, and I know you know I know all about ups and downs, and I'm still trying to figure that whole mess out. But one thing I can say, Tui is the truth. His products, what he stands for. I met a lot of people in this industry, most proven to be not what they claim.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. A lot of them
Tui,
are.
Tui's truth. So Tui's got my vote, man. Keep rocking it up there.
Okay. Anthony?
Nope, absolutely. I mean, Michael and I were both on the IoT Tech Connect panel together. And I believe just, you know, our unifying piece here in the cannabis community is definitely education and getting the education of the plant and unbiased information out to the general public. And I know when Michael and I walked in, when the first person who walked into our panel, he goes, cannabis at a technology event? Where is there technology in cannabis? And me and Mike looked up and I go, well, I have a fully based business in technology and cannabis. And within the next 40 minutes, we were able to really explain how the tech industry and the cannabis industry are really melding to bring cannabis and hemp up to the current present day's technology. I mean, we had to go essentially 80 years without understanding this plant, and now we have to make up for lost time. Don't you agree, Mike?
Yeah, absolutely. Oops, rather other Mike. Sorry. Yes, go ahead.
That's not Mike. It's Tui.
Yes, everybody got two mics here going, right? Well, the point I was going to make, too, is, as you, I think in the previous segment, Dan Keelan pointed out, that just like everything else, everything's going to smartphones. You'll be able to control all these things remotely. You can check your lab humidity and temperatures and all sorts of things via your smartphone. And so that's where the technology is advancing, and that's another one of the connections of why we're taking a look at this. But again, it's just a huge entrepreneurial opportunity here for a lot of people to get into it. But of course, they need that education. They need to know what they're talking about. They need to know what they're doing, and they have to do whatever the law regs are going to end up being when they come out sometime this year, right? They got to do all that stuff too.
100%. 100%, man.
Yeah.
So,
and that's where, outside of my business of Great Lakes Hemp Supplement, is my biggest thing is I usually get paid to travel as an educator. So I don't really do that to just promote my own brand, but I do it in promoting other brands as well as just providing unbiased education for events, you know, in and around the U.S. And it's almost like open source education too, because I don't hold patents. I'm not a company that's going after any patents. What we've done it from firsthand and personal experience, and being able to share that and help others to be able to better work with, you know, their customer base and their patients as well. And that's really important. Like we were just all had mentioned that education is able to get continued on. And because that's how the key to change. Right now they talk about CBD has only reached about 7% of the market. Hmm. There's still people every day that are learning and getting a referral from a friend to go find a CBD product and see if it works for them. You know, and there are, unfortunately, a lot of garbage products out there. And so you have to tell people that, you know, don't settle for just the first one. Try two or three before you give up, because, you know, 60 to 70% of the products on the market don't contain any CBD in them at all.
Really?
So knowing your source and knowing where you get it from is very important part of that education.
And Mike, would you be able to tell us and kind of let the consumer know what to look for when they're looking at CBD type supplements? I get questions all the time. You know, which one should I take? What should I look for? Could you dive into that a little bit?
Yeah. Look for honesty in the label, truth in labeling. If something says full spectrum but is labeled THC free, those two words don't go together. So they're lying on their label. Mm-hmm. You can't have those two lines on the same product. Something that might say hemp oil, you make sure there's an actual CBD content listed. Some people have listed CBD rich hemp oil for marketing, and it doesn't contain any CBD. It's just hemp oil.
What about hemp seed oil?
Hemp oil has great amino acids and healthy omega, omega 3, omega 6. I think omega 9. Great brain food, but there's no CBD benefit in it.
So anything labeled hemp seed oil for the consumers are out there, that's not going to have any kind of CBD type product in it, correct?
Generally, no. So check the label and make sure there's actually listed an active CBD as an active ingredient with a milligram per serving. So general hemp seed oil has no CBD content.
All right. We only got about a little less than a minute left. So folks want to get your product. How do they do that, Michael?
You can find our products at GreatLakesHempSupplements.com. It's GreatLakesHempSupplements.com. And with every order, we send out a coupon code to help cover the cost of shipping for future orders. So if any of you listeners have that interest in mind, we'd love to see it.
All right. Well, that's Michael Tuohy, president of Great Lakes Hemp Supplements, purveyor of CBD products. We'll be right back with one more segment on this very hot topic of the cannabis business in Michigan. This is Mike Brennan. We're on the Podcast Detroit Network.
Lawrence Technological University is more than a school. It's a launchpad for your future, offering industry-leading facilities and 100-plus programs that are ranked among the nation's best. Be unstoppable. Be more. At LTU, possible is everything.
Salaries of Lawrence Tech grads are among the highest of any university in America. Plan a campus visit to meet with counselors, faculty, and coaches. Why wait? Find out more at ltu.edu.
Lawrence Technological University graduates earn a degree and a higher starting salary. In fact, when it comes to earning potential, the Brookings Institution ranks LTU fifth among U.S. colleges and universities. Be enriched. Be more. At LTU, possible is everything.
Salaries of Lawrence Tech grads are among the highest of any university in America. Plan a campus visit to meet with counselors, faculty, and coaches. Why wait? Find out more at ltu.edu.
We're back with our special show on the business of cannabis in Michigan. And why is the tech show doing that? Well, there's a lot of technology involved, A. And B, we're also an entrepreneurial show. We like to feature what's hot in the entrepreneurial space. And this doesn't get a heck of a lot hotter. And so what happens now is, gosh, I really want to get into this, but I don't know much about it. I've just smoked a little weed, but other than that, don't know much about it. Well, we got you covered here. Adam Scott Green, who's putting on an event this weekend, May 11th and 12th up in Flint. He's it's called Legends of the Green, right?
Legends of the Green, you
nailed it. Is that tied in with you? Is it the same green? Or?
I guess more locally, I'd say I might earn a little bit of a rank of a legend, but compared to the talent, the real legends are going to be the guys that's been doing this commercially, not just more on the jungle to medical side that I've been stuck in, but sure. These guys that's been doing the real game for a long time, they know what they're talking about, and they've also respectfully have been raised from the jungle grows, as we used to call it.
Well, let's start with pointing people to the website so that they can dial in and see what's going on, and then we can talk about what's going on. So what's that website?
You're going to go check out actually Eventbrite on this one. Go down to eventbrite.com and just type in Legends of the Green. You'll see the icon for the picture. Click that. It'll have the full itinerary there, what you're going to expect. And this is definitely going to be unique. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be your same old run-of-the-mill, somebody up there yelling at you about how to grow.
Yeah, we do. We do have a link for that too.
We need to identify you. That's Anthony Sabatello from THC123. That's the voice you're hearing. Go ahead,
the
Anthony.
The man, the myth, the legend.
We actually we did just put a link up for everybody out there listening. It's going to be THC123.com/LOG for Legends of the Green.
Okay, and you're you're one of the backers of the show.
I would say I'm one of the co-hosts. This is definitely Adam Scott Green's baby here, but he was able to bring me in on this opportunity, and I do thank him for that.
And tickets go for, I saw a large range there.
There is a large range there, sure, and I'm sure that could be confusing when you're looking at it. There's a range that basically runs from $30 for half a day, and that's going to go all the way up to $750 for a VIP ticket.
Which is what? What do you get with that?
Sure, you're going to get a signed book by Danny Danko, a bunch of exclusive giveaways that I can't really say what they are, but...
They're definitely a cut above the rest.
So
a special seating area, perhaps, or something?
Sure, if you want. But the big focus will be those special giveaways that we've got. That with that ticket, you'll earn your right to a special cut above the rest.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Anthony
and I am not familiar with where you're having the location. I don't get to Flint very often, so sure. Talk about that.
Yeah, it's going to be held at the very famous Vehicle City Social Club. That's located over at 3166 Commerce Drive. Anyone in the cannabis community definitely knows this place is a advocacy forum group. It's a social club. It's a safe point of access for a caregiver to come and.
Is it a big facility, indoor, outdoor?
Lots of great space there. Uh-huh. I think Fire Marshal is at 1,000 people, so
really?
We can pack them in.
Very big.
Yeah, we got a full stage. We're going to utilize it.
Come rain or shine, right?
Come rain or shine, you're good to go. Absolutely.
Because with this weather we've been having lately, we're not sure what that's going to be, right? You know, so.
Yeah, remember that, Michigan growers.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so talk a little bit about who are some of your keynotes.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have Danny Danko from High Times. He's going to be doing each day kind of a progressive speech. Day one, he's going to start with your beginning basics, and on day two, get into the more advanced commercial side of things. I've got Brett Bogue from Apothecary Genetics, and a lot of people may not be familiar with that name, but I assure you he is one of the truest OGs in the game that's been in it a long time, has a lot of amazing stories that I can't get enough of and hearing because it's truth. You know, you get up so much BS in this game, Mike. And that's one thing Legends is about. We're not going to do, you know, the force-fed answers. No one's working for a company that we're pushing. There's no alternative motive here outside of just delivering real answers to people. And so there's no such thing as a dumb question.
Yeah. So, if you know, obviously this is great for a day or two, but how do people follow up with all these experts? Is there going to be any kind of follow-up after that?
Well, I would say the follow-up is going to be bring your notebook, take lots of notes during the learning portions of the seminar, and then try not to lose them at the party at night.
Yeah. Well, you're going to have bands too, I think, right?
Yeah. We have a lot of great acts. Some were flying in from all over the country. Really, really proud to host King Crooked's coming out, part of Slaughterhouse out there in Cali. Uh-huh.
Shady Records.
Yeah, Shady Records, and very well connected to a lot of large music entities. Very large himself. I mean, King Crooked. You kidding? We also have Doughboy Dre coming out, another really respected artist. Willie J. Peso, Greg Joslin. It's like the list goes on and on and on of yet again legends. So I think it's fitting to go with the whole growing segment. But yeah, a lot of great. My boy Hatch. I mean, it literally goes on. DJ Thrilla. You
Smoke
probably
Gang.
Yeah, Smoke Gang will be in the house. We've just got mammoth.
You can
talent.
Let Anthony come too, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. If he behaves himself for once, he can stay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So are you going to have a booth there or some people a way for people to reach out to you? Or?
Oh, absolutely. I always make myself very available via social media, via the THC123 website. But yeah, we'll be able to meet myself and other industry pioneers such as Adam Scott Green, and then wonderful talent we're bringing for Legends of the Green. One of the biggest factors on why I decided to come on this event with Adam was just the drive to actually put on an unbiased educational community event, and the output of support from both the hip-hop community and the cannabis community alike has been tremendous. So we're really looking to put on a good show for all of those supporting parties.
So is this the first time you've done this, or is this repeat?
No, this will be the kickoff to it. It's actually plotted to go across country. I've got a lot of different connects in other states, and they're all excited as well. Oklahoma's booming right now, as we all know.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure Oregon, California,
it goes on and
Colorado.
On, right? The whole country's falling. Just wait for it. But yeah, there's enough people out there willing to learn if someone's willing to give them good information. And that's what this is about, getting good information out there. Not, like I said, YouTube, instantaneous, you know, bias. It's going to be real. I don't want to give too much away, but just things people haven't heard before. Out from something like
that. And
this.
I'm assuming there's going to be vendors with product 100%. Services
yep.
and all that jazz there.
Yep. Like, we'll have vendors in the house from all different companies. You know,
one of our wonderful sponsors, AccuVape. Should we give them a little bit?
All right. Yeah.
Right.
So
all right, give us a little teaser.
I'll give
here.
You a teaser here. So we're going to be having all kinds of giveaways to any ticket buyer. Okay. It doesn't matter if you're a VIP buyer or a $30 buyer. You have the opportunity to win a few different things. AccuVape is one of our sponsors who also donated a case of what's called their new glass blunt stick. It's this really cool alternative for all you blunt smokers out there. Get off the tobacco leaf. And then also I've got a few Dragon X's to give away, which are a flower vaporizer. It's really cool. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So thank you to AccuVape. Very cool.
Does that sound attractive?
I thought,
to you?
Ooh.
Yeah. Lifetime warranty.
Will you let our engineer Jessica come?
Come on down, please.
Absolutely.
No, you'll love it. You'll love it.
Well, Flint's not very far from here, right? Yeah, 50 miles?
Yeah.
Get up there,
close
30
enough.
Buck ticket. Maybe I can work a deal here where you know you can cover it for us or something. Or
okay.
Well, Mike, all right, I think it's sold.
I'm going to tell you, though, that's just the start. And since he brought it up, I'll give one more. So Brett Bogue will be in town. Look him up if you don't know who he is. If you enjoy smoking cookies or a lot of different things out there. Yeah, if you've heard the name Kush, you might want to look into this guy. He is already committed to handing out a few genetics that's never been released before to just a couple lucky goers.
Wow. So, that could be you, Jess.
It could be you.
You could be that lucky
and
girl.
And then guess what?
You know?
You're going to go learn how to grow, and then you'll take your seeds, grow it, and become the entrepreneurial rich person we all want to be in the cannabis game.
We're
right?
trying to set Jess up. She sits in here every week and hears all these entrepreneurs talk about their businesses. We got to get her lined up in our own business.
Let's go.
Perfect. Here
Let's
we
go.
Are.
Yep.
What other industry would you rather get in?
Right.
We oh, wait. I smile. Do audio engineering professionally. Don't forget
Oh,
that.
That's right. Well, sorry. Yes, I forgot
editing.
About that. Yes,
editing.
Yes. Of course. Yeah. Yeah, she used to edit our show all the time, but it was studio manager for a while, but that got to be a wee bit too much.
Yeah.
I know. That's stress. Don't need stress. I had stress last week. I'm cool this week. So, well, one more time. Let's hit some websites for people. Maybe they're coming in late or just getting a part of this. How do they get hooked up, as it were?
Yep, sure. We have it listed on Eventbrite right now. If you're looking for a quick link for all of our listeners, you can go to thc123.com/LOG. We got the link right there. We have a listing of all of the talent for both the educational grow seminar and also the entertainment acts at night.
Sure. And I'm not scared of your questions. If you want, you can reach out to me at AdamScottGreen420 on Instagram. I'll answer any question you got.
All right. Well, can't beat that, right? Sure. So what's the backstory on this? Why did you decide to have this conference?
Yeah. Well, what it is I've done a lot of these, and I think everyone does a great job. I just wanted to do it a little bit different. I'm going to utilize the stage differently than what we're used to seeing this presented to us as. I'm going to try to create more or less a very home vibe. I'm going to have couches and stuff on stage while the speakers talk. It's meant to make everyone feel like, you know, you're at home, you're taking it all in. If you got a question, there'll be certain points you're more than free to ask those questions. And we really encourage it. There, you know, no one's going to heckle you or anything like that. We want everyone to just be at peace, feel comfortable, and learn how to grow. That's it.
Cool. And then how did you get involved with this, Anthony? You guys are longtime friends? Or
Yeah, I called them up and said, help.
Hey, I need some help, man. You
know, no, so. I was very happy to jump on board and really put out a great event here with Adam.
Yeah, it's. I think you were saying, you know, events and all that. It is so much
work.
I know. I'm looking forward to sleeping this next Monday.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. That's what I felt. We had IoT Tech Connect, and I didn't do anything for a couple of days. I was just totally exhausted.
I get it. And you know, some partners you pick up and work with can kind of make that even more exhausting, and others actually lighten the load. And I'm happy to say, always when I work with Anthony, he's about lightening it.
Right.
So good guy.
Cool. All right. And then other than the show, what else do you do? What's your thing out there? What do you do on a regular basis?
Yeah, on a regular basis, I do a lot of consulting. You know, I do a lot of shows, appearances, talking with people, growing within my own groups and gardens.
I like growing with your own group.
Yeah. I've got product lines out there. I'm sure a few people have seen some of the ASG brands and others that I'm involved with.
Fire.
Thank you. So, yeah. A lot of people would say I kind of do everything in cannabis. Mm-hmm. I kind of move through all the different arenas, from the black market to, you know, the more legal industry now. I have many political friends, and just, you know, I'm very, very interested in how this is all going to turn out for us. It's an interesting time, and I'm wishing us the best.
Sure, and we'd like to invite you all to contribute to Michigan Marijuana Report, because we, Dan and I, are news people. We know how to do that part. Sure. But we're not experts in this area, so we need you experts out there to contribute, because, you know, that's what's going to really make this thing work.
I agree.
Because people want to come and learn, right? Because we just got talking about that, how... Sounds great, but geez, I don't know how to do anything about, you know, how do I do this? How do I do that?
A lot of questions out there.
And so we're going to be moving into video very soon on that. That'll make things a whole lot easier.
Great.
And we encourage everybody out there to attend your show. We're going to send Jess as our personal representative this weekend. Mm. What do you think, Jess? You can buy into that?
Sure.
All right. Awesome. We got a volunteer. So For, I live in Ann Arbor, so Flint's a bit of a haul for me. It's well, like we'll 100 miles, you know.
Sure,
so,
sure.
But no, it sounds great. It's wonderful. I mean, we were talking about maybe doing an event at Eastern Market in October. I can talk to you offline about that.
Absolutely. Anything you ever need help with, Mike, I'm around, man.
Okay. How are we doing, Jess? About a minute left? All right. So we're going to have to sign off. A special show. But I think what we're going to do, since that we got the IoT Tech Connect out of the way and I was very focused on that, is I think the first of the month, the first Monday of every month, we'll devote the show to this growing industry.
All right.
And we can bring in guests, and I'll use Anthony as a consultant and Adam as a consultant here to
bring your
friends in to, so that we can provide that information that everybody needs to get into this cool new business. Yep. So you've been, this is Mike Brennan. Unfortunately, Matt Rausch wasn't with us today, but you've been listening to M Squared TechCast on the Podcast Detroit Network, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks for listening to M Squared TechCast, a live internet radio show offering the latest news and interviews with the people driving business, technology, and politics in Michigan. Join your hosts, Matt Rausch and Mike Brennan, next Monday at 3 p.m. If you can't listen live, audio podcasts of the show can be found at podcastdetroit.com.